You're listening to Power Group Networking with Rick Rawson. Discover powerful ways to expand your reach. Here's your host, Rick Rawson.
Wow, we are here at Power Group Networking with Rick Rawson on a beautiful Friday. And I want to welcome our new guest, Rich Claypool. Thanks for coming on board here.
Thanks for having me.
So, how was your week? What was going on this week? I mean, we had a great little meeting this morning.
It was just a typical week of a solopreneur, networking, appointments, clients, you know, doing what we do on a daily basis just to, you know, serve our clients, serve our community, and generate revenue for our companies.
Yeah, and here's the thing. My show here is about networking. It's Power Group Networking, but we bring on guests to talk about different marketing networking platforms and what ways they can help grow a business. And you have a specific way, and you and I have known each other now for 4 years.
Correct.
Back from the little Jaeger building with the fish tank.
That's right.
You know, so it's been a long time. But it's based on a specific thing, which is, I'm going to say meetup groups, but it's more than just meetup. It is about meeting people in networking on a regular basis.
Correct.
And maybe explain, because you actually started this back in Arlington maybe five years ago or something like that.
Yeah, the first group that I had was back in Arlington. I think it started in 2013 or 2014. And, you know, one of the things I learned really early on was some networking organizations, they'll meet, you know, maybe once or twice a month. Well, especially if you miss that one, man, it's a whole month before you see somebody, and, you know, people forget about you, right? And so, you know, one of the things that I'm a big believer in is having those weekly meetings, because, you know, as I kind of preach every week to people, people will do and refer business with people they know, they like, and they trust.
And in that order.
Yes.
Because when people, so I hear people say those three words and sometimes get them out of order, and I say, no, time out. Before you can like somebody, you got to know them.
Right.
Before you can trust somebody,
yep,
you've got to know them. So the right. very first thing is to get to know somebody.
That is correct.
You know, and we preach this all the time in our group. And a little shout out to
Around North Dallas Business Networking Group
or
AndBang.
So maybe we can share this with them, and they can maybe become part of this also down the road.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, and we qualify what a one-on-one is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've come across so many people. We go into different networking groups.
Right.
And you run across these people, and they come into AndBang too.
Yep.
You know, they come once or twice, and they're gone. They're coming in there handing out cards, you know, grabbing a list and gathering cards. And it's, hey, can I talk to you? Can we meet? And they're gone. And our typical one-on-one is about what?
About relationships. It's really getting to know who that person is. You know, it really isn't about your product, your service, or even if you're in a company where, hey, you're trying to attract other people, it's really not about that. It's about, hey, where'd you come from? You know, tell me a little bit about your background. What got you to this point where we're actually sitting together today, face-to-face, having this one-on-one? You know, I always explain to people, hey, you know, our lives could have went so differently that we could have never met. But there was something that changed in your life from what you were doing in the past. Because you used to be a chef, right?
Right, long time ago.
Yeah. Guess what? If you were still a chef today, the odds of you and I meeting are pretty slim.
Correct.
You know?
I don't know. You eat pretty well, though.
Well, I eat pretty well. But,
same here.
you know, but I'm more like a pizza and wing kind of guy.
We could have met,
you know,
several times over. You know? But here's the thing. You know, like I said, these people come and go. And they want to pitch their business. They say, oh, I've got this super product, you know. And I like going old cliche to snake oil, right?
Right.
Snake oil salesperson that basically in town and out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're selling it at from the back tailgate.
That's right.
And so we don't want those kind of people. And here's another thing. When you do decide to buy a product or service, do you always go the cheapest route?
No.
No. Let's say you go with a person you know and you bought it. Whatever service or product you're getting. And then a few months, 6 months later, somebody with a similar product for a little bit less comes in. Are you going to drop the person that you've already got a relationship for a little bit less money?
Absolutely not.
Right. And that's what people need to understand. The value is in the relationship.
That's right.
Not the cost of the product.
Correct.
And you brought up a good point. Weekly meetings If it's not a weekly meeting, at least digitally, you're keeping in touch.
That's right.
Because otherwise, what happens is you've met somebody, you know that person, you know them fairly well, but not really all that well, and you haven't done you haven't bought their product or service, and then 6 months later, somebody else, you happen to see a post or something or meet somebody, oh, I'm really interested in that service, and you buy it. And then your friend, well, why didn't you get it from me? And it's like, oh, I forgot.
Correct.
And that's what I call out of sight, out of mind.
That's correct.
And that's where the weekly or the digitally, one or both, is important so that you stay in sight and on their mind.
That's right, Rick.
So because that's where the value is. That's where it comes down to long-term relationships. Even if something isn't right. And so, and let's say, I don't know, let's say it's a roofer. And they're doing gutters. And it's like, man, that gutter's up there crooked. Are you going to call somebody else to do it? You're going to know. You're going to, because you know them, you're going to give them the opportunity to fix it.
Correct.
And that's just the way relationships work.
Parting with a home that you've loved? Growing into the next phase of your life? Trust the team at Jeannie Martin Real Estate to handle the details of your situation with tender, loving care. The Martin team is your home connection, North Central Texas. MARTENteam.com. Go to martenteam.com today.
Let's talk about networking. Good networking, bad networking. Good groups you've been around. You've, give an example of a good group.
The most important thing with networking, and you know, I don't want to say good group, bad group. I always think it's about that person. You know, is that a good fit for you and for the group? So many times people go into a networking group expecting, going, oh, hey, look at me. I'm the financial advisor. Now I need you to send all your friends, family, business connections to me. Well, we don't know you. You know, we don't know if we're going to like you. We definitely don't trust you. Because why? Because we don't know you, right, Rick?
And let me interrupt you there a second.
Sure.
Just because you touched on financial. I've been part of AnBank for four years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even count how many people from Edward Jones came through that group. We've had quite a few Edward Jones. They just come in and gone.
One thing I've learned is attrition takes care of most people because either they're no longer in the business, you know, that they find another group. They, hey, it's Friday. They don't want to be networking. You know, it's early. Whatever the reason is. So consistency is the key. Because, hey, you and I see each other just about every single week.
Right.
Guess what? We have a pretty good relationship.
But I don't know about that.
Well, you know, I mean, you're a Packers fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. So, you know, there's America's
team. You admitted that on this show?
And then there's the losing team. But anyways, other than that, you know, but how would that change if you and I didn't see each other for 3 months? I mean, if we just took complete 3 months, we didn't communicate. We didn't see each other on Facebook. Yeah. We didn't see each other face-to-face. Would we still have that same kind of relationship?
Well, let's take that for a second. Real life and digitally. Okay. Real life, friends. And you can go back to previous jobs, college, high school, whatever. How many people do you still are in touch with that you knew from college?
A few.
A few.
Yep.
How about high school?
Well, considering my high school graduating class was only 16 people, you know, when you live in a small town.
Oh, okay.
You know.
But you see what I'm saying.
Oh, sure. As you go through life, guess what? The ones that you used to have that close relationship that you don't see all the time. And, you know, and if it wasn't for social media, how many of those people would we still be in contact with?
Well, that's where I was going. That was the real life. Now let's talk about the digital aspect. See, now that's where Facebook, they determine how many people you basically can keep in touch with.
That's correct.
Okay, so there's people that I've known, and I don't see a single one of their posts. So I'm pretty sure they don't see any of mine either. And they used to be really close friends of mine.
Well, they might have blocked you.
They might have, you know, because, I mean, okay, they're Cowboy fans. What can I say? You know? Anyways, but answering your question about 3 months, 3 months from now is the Super Bowl, so some of them will be in it, others will not. But we'll leave it at that. We won't go any further on the sports. But having said that, that's part of what the thing is. You and I are friends, mm-hmm. and we jab each other a little bit about sports.
Correct.
And that's what a good group is,
mm-hmm.
being able to have that friendly relationship. Bad group. or a non-productive group is the group where people just come in and it is so rigid, it's so strict, and basically you do a 30-second commercial and it's like, how many referrals did you do this month? You know, and they're documenting everything. And it's not on relationships. It's a numbers game.
I think the other thing is people come in and they don't engage. They expect the group to come to them. It's like any relationship. You have to go to the group.
Right.
You know, if you're in business for yourself, I mean, if you just sit at an office and just wait for people to come in, how many people are going to come see you?
Right.
None, right? Because they don't know about you. So it's no different than networking. Guess what? Hey, my name is Rich Claypool. You have to go introduce yourself. You know, you got to take the, you got to be assertive. You know, not pushy. You know, be professional, but let people know who you are. Schedule those what we call one-to-ones or face-to-faces.
Right.
You know, that way we can really sit down and get to know each other. I was going to say, you know, and I know I've been guilty of this, that somebody today in networking said, hey, when somebody says, hey, someday we need to get together, was it really me? It means that we're never going to get together. If you don't do it right then and there, if you don't put it on your calendar, if you don't make it a priority, guess what? It'll be 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks down the road and say, hey, we really need to get that face-to-face scheduled.
Or is now out of sight, out of mind, and
that is
forgotten.
Correct. Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. And here's an example. Like with my company, Expanse, we did the Entrepreneur Trade Show and Expo twice. And both times, it was very successful on the vendor point. Sometimes I had people that would just sit at their booth waiting for people to come.
Correct.
And it's like you had a captive audience of 45 personal vendors there in a room that you could go.
Yep.
So I'm going to follow up on that in a second. Right now, we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide for 2019. That's 214-714-0495, offbeatbusiness.com.
Okay, that was our 1 minute. And so we're back real quick here. And I was just talking about the trade show again. Again, sometimes the people that are in the room, they are the ones that are, it's almost like a mass networking event rather than a trade show. And that's where the value is.
Yes.
That's where the relationships are. That's where the business growth is. Because these people are all in these pockets of networking groups, and you get to know them. You get to know Susan with Offbeat Media and Bill, and you get to know them. And bottom line is, you've got the connections. For example, at that show, we had an all-star cast of keynote speakers. A lot of that with the connection with Susan Hamilton. You know, then we also had Johnny Wimbrey, Dean Lindsay, Melanie Murphy, and Stephanie Chavez. None of those people would have been at my show without the connections. That's what it's about, you know. Not just flying in and flying out and waiting for a couple hundred public residents to come through. And, you know, public residents come through mainly because for freebies.
Absolutely.
And that's really not where the value of the show is. The value of the show is building the relationships with the other ones that are at the show.
That is correct.
So, but as far as going back to AnBang, again, we're talking about networking. And we're talking, there's networking groups all over the place. Find the right one. Find the one that has a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Not so stale, not so stuck up. You know, yes, they do want you to put in your time and your effort because it's good for you and it's good for them. because they want to be able to build a relationship, and that's what it's about. And we've had parties with Anbang.
Correct.
You know, I remember the one with the paper plates on the head. It's Laura Farias.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's always coming up with these weird games, usually during the Christmas parties.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that again. But those are the kind of things. It's not always, you say, well, you know, that's not business. So, yeah, it is. It's relationship building.
That is correct. You know, I always, when I started, you know, the Around Arlington and then the Around North Dallas, it was all about, hey, I want to have fun. Let's conduct business, but let's have fun doing it. I mean, have you ever been to a meeting where, you know, you go and you have people doing their 30-second commercial and there's like 30 or 40 people. In about 35, 40 minutes, you're just sitting there. Nobody's clapping. Nobody has any energy. How do you feel?
I'm in a group where they don't clap after the 30 seconds.
Yeah, see.
And part of it is because to streamline it. But you're right. I mean, you get used to it after a while because it is what it is. But I know when somebody's there the first time, they go,
you know, to me, Rick, it'd almost be like a coach at halftime, you know, where, hey, everybody came in, nobody really says anything, and the coach says, well, you know, we didn't play very good today, and, you know, we should probably go back out and, you know, give it a better effort. You know, I mean, how motivated are you? So it's like when you sit there for 20 or 30 minutes and listen to people do their 30-second commercial, where's that energy from? There is no energy. If you don't have any energy, do people want to come back? Always remember this in life. And in business, I don't care if you're a pastor, a coach, a business person, a college, we're in the attraction business, aren't we? Guess what? Man, what are you trying to attract? Do you want a bunch of, you know, disillusioned, daggum crybabies that just have no energy? Or do you want somebody who has some passion, some energy, we're having fun? You're like, I've had people tell us, Rick, and I'm sure they've told you the same thing. They're like, you know, I come back because this is a fun group.
Right.
That's part of the relationship that we talk about. I mean, you get them to come because it's fun. You build a relationship. The business will come, both in referrals and personal business. And we've seen that happen over the last 4 years.
So, and we've gone through some transition with the Anbang group. And I'm going to put you on the spot here. What was the tip of the day? Passion.
Oh, yeah, passion. That's right.
Okay. Bottom line is the tip of the day was passion.
Yep.
You got to have passion for what you do. If you don't enjoy what you do,
yep,
you got to look at why you did enjoy it at one time. You did have a passion for it one time. Figure out what you got to do to rekindle the passion for what you're doing. Otherwise, it's time to move on.
You know what I found out? Because I've been doing what I've been doing for 26 years, and guess what? Some days you're just like, man, am I doing? Mm-hmm. You know, why am I still doing this? Right? But it seems like when I go out and I have an appointment and I educate somebody and I help them, and I leave that, man, I'm on a high. You know, that's my passion. My passion was making a difference, helping somebody. Now, when you're not in that position, when you're not doing the appointments and you're just having to do the day-to-day grind of stuff, yeah, man, you're like, right, man, why am I doing that? But just when you go do something for somebody else, you know, you always heard your parents, you're like, you know, it's better to give than to receive, right? And as a kid, you're like, no, it's not. I like to receive. But then once you get older and you understand what your parents talked about, it's the same thing in life and business.
That's right.
You start giving of your time, your energy, your resources, and you see somebody else start growing, man, you're like, that's my why.
Right. That's exactly right. Those are the kind of things.
Trusted roofing and renovation experts, Bacon Roofing for all your interior and exterior renovations throughout DFW. BaconRoofing.com. Call 972-772-1999 today.
Tell us real quick what you do.
Well, I'm an independent financial advisor. You know, I'm not that guy that stays inside the box. A lot of times I can go outside the box. You know, as a kid, I could never color within the lines. I always colored outside the lines. You know, there's always rules. You know, everybody has those rules. Like, you can't go outside the lines, especially when you're talking about financial services. But, you know, you have to be creative in what you do.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I learned that, hey, if I continue and if I market my business like every other financial professional, I'm going to get what they have. And it's like, the analogy I always tell people is, hey, if we're on the Dallas North Toll Road going north, which direction do I want to be going? I want to be going south. So that's what I've done with my practice where, hey, I do other services besides your traditional retirement services. Yes, we do handle that. We have a certified financial planner on staff. I'm connected with some CPAs, some attorneys, mortgage professionals, real estate, et cetera, et cetera. But what we really try to do is say, hey, Rick, you know, we don't have a cookie cutter financial plan for you. Your needs and your goals are unique to you. So let's sit down and figure out what those are. You know, I've had people that go, you know something, Rich, I would love to save or invest, but this student loan that I have is killing me. And we've been able, because we're associated with a company that actually helps people with credit and student loans, we're able to change their completely financial life because we deal with student loans. If I worked with one of those big box companies, like Charles Schwab, for example, or any of these other, guess what? What resources do they have to help somebody with a student loan? They don't deal with that. And they'd be like, well, when you got some money, come back and see me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since we're a small box, if we need to make a change, we can make it on the fly. Could you imagine having to try to make a change with Merrill Lynch or Wells Fargo or even Edward right. Jones? They're so huge, it takes weeks, if not months, to make a change. So we can make a change on the fly that's best for our clients.
And again, like I said, it's, you know, that's the service that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when it comes down to networking, and again, like I said, my whole deal is power group networking.
Correct.
Having a group of businesses that are either by a common demographic or a common interest. But what we're touching base on right now is about networking through the meetup groups.
That's correct.
And so, like, Ann Bang's a perfect example. They meet every Friday at Rudy's out in Frisco at 10 a.m. Anybody's welcome to come and join. It is a free group. And come in and meet us. It'd be a great opportunity.
I will say, it's not free, Rick. Everybody says it's free.
Well, okay. It's not free, but I'm going to let you continue on that.
So it is free in terms of your dollars, but it's not free in terms of your time.
Correct.
Because
get
most
involved.
You have to get involved. So guess what? I call it sweat equity.
Right.
Right? Hey, you got to get involved. You have to be committed. You need to be coming. You need to do those one-on-ones and be able to be part of the group. Because sometimes,
that's right.
So when we use the word free, it almost sounds like, hey,
it's too cheap.
It's too cheap, right?
Right.
Guess what? So, you know, some groups charge a lot of money. And then they put all these rules where you can and cannot do. And I'm
right.
like, hey, if I wanted a job, I go get a job. You know, that's not, you know, you want to be my boss. I'm like, you're not even paying me a salary. So why are you
right.
going to tell me what to do? So that's one of the reasons that we don't charge a dollar amount, but we do charge for your
attendance.
Time.
You know, attendance. Basically, it's not like we're going to track it.
No, we don't.
You know who's there and who's not.
Sure.
And the ones that are there will benefit. And
they
it's
will.
Like anything. You get out of it what you put into it.
That's correct.
So your marriage will succeed if you both put into it.
That's right.
Your fitness will succeed if you put into it. Your business will succeed if you put into it.
Evidently, we're not really good fitness examples.
Yeah, maybe not, but thanks. Okay, your dining pleasure will succeed if you put into it.
That's right.
So anyways, how can people get in touch with you if they are interested as far as financial advice?
They can go to my website, which is www.icafs.net. Or you can reach me at my on my phone number, 817-863-4231.
Excellent. Well, like I said, we are going to be putting this out. This is going to be on the Offbeat Business Media. And so it'll be there on after editing. It'll be with on the radio and the podcast. And then, of course, it's going to be on YouTube with no editing. So what we just transactioned will be in there. Very good. So any corrections by Bill or Susan will be in there. So anyways, I want to thank you for joining us. And again, thanks Susan and Bill for the platform to get this out there.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
Go Cowboys.
You've been listening to Power Group Networking with Rick Rawson. Power Group Networking is provided by Expanse LLC and produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM network, available in the Offbeat Business app, Apple Podcasts, and more. Power Group Networking is also available on the Offbeat Business Media YouTube channel livestream playlist and on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Power Group Networking airs on OBBM Radio at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. each Thursday. For guest sponsor and opportunities on the Power Group Networking podcast, call 214-500-8448 today. That's 214-500-8448.